It's the Coach Home. It's John Gibbons hosting. We're going to have a little look at the Premier League outside of Merseyside and see what other stories have been breaking over the weekend. We'll start with a great win, a great away win for Leicester City. Pete Selby on to talk about. I mean, I don't know whether how much Villa arrivals and things like that, but a 4-2 away win at anyone, Pete's, isn't bad at all.
No, it's not bad at all. Villa, yeah, they are rivals for quite a long time, really. It's been Leicester and Villa, the only two sides really in the Midlands who have been able to play each other in the top flight. So I suppose there's that, and there's been you know, players moving between clubs, managers moving between clubs. Go back to Brian Little, Judas Brian Little, back in the early 90s. He said he wasn't going to leave for Villa. He was a Villa man, and then the day after he goes and turns up at Villa. Oh, what was all that about? Anyway, that's a long time ago. So no, it was a great win, and it was a great win for a number of reasons. 3 points in terms of the table, yes, that's what we need. But yeah, also a rejuvenation of the side. It needed a freshen up. We had three players making their debut for the club in the Premier League. And it's given a boost to other players in various ways and means, through tactics, through maybe having a little bit of pressure taken off them. And it looked to be maybe, and we're talking very, very early green shoots, but of something maybe rather exciting, but with difficult games on the horizon, it's all about the points.
You mentioned there a bit of rejuvenation, and new players coming in can do that sometimes. And the manager was praising Tete after the game. He said he's the winger we've been looking for, and it's a bit of a reminder that sometimes transfers aren't as easy as we all think. You know, you can have, you know, the idea of a player sort of in your mind, but finding the one who has the skill set for what you need and then being sort of available, you know, isn't always there. He's obviously become available from Shakhtar Donetsk and seemed to make an immediate impact.
Oh, as debuts go, it was exceptional. It's a player, actually, that Leicester have been courting for nearly 2 years. So it's not a player that they've just had a bit of a punt on in the last day of the deadline. It's someone that they have tracked. Yeah, there is still a Riyad Mahrez-shaped hole on the right wing, basically, that Leicester have been trying to fill over the years. Gazelle, Diabate, Under, even Lookman last season, who we didn't sign, who's now making great waves in Serie A. So as debuts go, fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Taking players on, skillful, working hard for the team. Really, really impressive debut. Eye for a goal, scored. Just sensational. First Brazilian to actually play for Leicester. So it's as a debut goes, it was fantastic. Also, because we had Kelechi Iheanacho in the centre, he naturally dropped deep, so it gave Barnes on one side and then Tete the other side to go forward, licensed to cut in and be a lot more central because he was dropping deep. Great link play from Iheanacho. Christiansen at left back, bit of height, a very good player by the sounds of it. From all the reports in Copenhagen, there's a bit of a link there with Leicester.